Any myths or misperceptions about biosimilars in oncologists? Any questions that you get from them about it?
Well, I think that one really important one is that not all studies are equal. So, for example, there are biosimilars around the rest of the world, not in the U.S. and will never be in the U.S., where 120 patients were studied with a short-term endpoint, primarily looking at safety. And that does not fulfill the regulatory guidelines. So it's really important to keep that in mind when you're thinking about what you're talking to someone about who comes from another part of the world, for example. We're unlikely to really face those issues in the United States, which is important, or in Europe, because the EMA is very careful about approval, similar to the US. They have very similar guidelines for approval of proposed biosimilars. The other myth is that you can't extrapolate and that you need to wait for the long-term endpoints. And I think it's really important to understand why that isn't important. And I think, you know, graphically, if you really look at the studies with trastuzumab and show the lack of interaction when given with pertuzumab, and it helps you to believe that if you have a drug that's truly a biosimilar, that you can extrapolate to different settings with impunity. You don't have to worry too much about extrapolating, and that you're doing your patient a disservice by using these drugs in the early stage curable setting when we've shown that they have identical clinical efficacy as the originator product.